You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida.
We're going to deal tonight with one of the hardest parashas in the entire Torah, and probably the thing that makes it the most difficult is because we learned it when we were 6 years old or 7 years old, and it's hard to get out of that mindset. And the whole greatness of Torah, of serious Torah learning, is that when you're older, you have to learn it like an adult and not be locked into the way you had a elementary school education, a Cheder Yingel's perception of what's going on. In order to do that, you have to know how to ask, and you have to spend time asking appropriate questions. Otherwise, you can't extricate yourself from your mindset. I want to talk about the Akedah tonight. Now, the obvious questions that this we've thought about many years, and the first, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, the Borei Olam, it's not possible, not to do it. In Erlich Yid, it's not possible not to do it. You understand, the Borei Olam is Avram, is a Navi, besides he's Avram Avinu, with everything else, he's a Navi. The Navi knows for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him. There's no doubt about it in his mind. He knows 100. Not only that, the Rambam says he knows exactly what he's telling him also. So he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, take your son, bring him. What is the difficulty here? Another way of asking the question is, which has also been asked many times, is killing your son was never a problem. We have a whole Avodah Zarah called Molech. Sacrificing children was something that the whole world did. You know, when they discovered the caves, the Inca caves in Mexico City some years ago, they figured out that there were four altars there that they did 24/7 slaughtering children, korbanos, human sacrifices, 24/7 for years. A whole culture. It's like so, and you know, give a simcha, the goyim, yet the whole thing needs, it doesn't sound like it's such a major nisoyan for Avram Avinu. Another difficult question is, I know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, let me start with the fresh question for me this year, and then it'll increase some more questions. The way I figured that we have to begin answering this question is another way. Last week we talked about Bris Milah and the transformative experience of being a Baal Bris. A Bris means we merge with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Bris is one in one. Each one opens up, Kairos HaBris, each one opens themselves up and lets the other one in. That's why they become one and some synergy is created. 1 + 1 = 3. When two things merge, 1 + 1. And if you go through this week's parsha, we see the most astounding things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, Kechom Hayom, so Avram Avinu should not be bothered by Orchim. And all of a sudden, he sees Avram is still mitzvah, so he has to change, and he brings Malachim. What's the pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know who Avram Avinu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know him. He has a shaykhus to him since Ur Kasdim for 50 years. What's the pshat over here? He didn't know who he was. No, obviously he knows who he was. So what was he doing? What was the havamina that making it hot, there would be no orchim would be sufficient? And all of a sudden, he sees Avram is still unhappy with that. There's no other way to read the pshat in this chazal other than this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows 1,000% who Avram Avinu is. He wants to know whether Avram Avinu himself has internalized the change in himself between before the Bris Milah and after Bris Milah. Before Bris Milah, it is impossible for any human being, from any sense of his humanity, to be able to do a chesed any human being who's developed will understand, if somebody has a need, he'll do chesed for him. If you're a compassionate person, somebody's hungry, somebody needs clothing, it's poshut. You'll do. I mean, not everybody do that, but a developed human being understands that's what he should do. But how about if nobody needs anything? That I should be upset with myself because I don't have an opportunity to do chesed is beyond any human being's perception. I never heard anybody say, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, I had that wedding last Wednesday night, I wasn't home, and I missed Meshulachim. You know, I missed the fact that Meshulachim were at the door and I lost my opportunity to Meshulachim. I feel so bad." Avraham Avinu is upset because it's hot and there's nobody to do Orchim. There's nobody, there's somebody who needs Hachnosis Orchim, needs food, he needs shelter, he needs shade, whatever he needs, fine. But there's nobody there. What kind of chesed is that? That chesed makes, there's no sense of chesed if nobody needs, because you need to do chesed. Shots like this. There was no such thing, and any human being could have a feeling that they want to do chesed when there's no need, other than the Borei Olam. The Borei Olam had a rotzen to be meitiv. His rotzen to be meitiv precedes anyone's existence. Nobody's around. Nobody exists. But whatever the kaviyachol chok hateva lehetiv, whatever the pshat in Chazal is, but he has a rotzen, the whole Bryas Olam is a rotzen to be meitiv when nobody needs anything. I want to do hatov. I want to be able to give from my ein sof and be mechaber to somebody. Avraham Avinu got chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he merged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bris, he was transformed. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, whether Avraham internalized that, whether Avraham Avinu, normally, Avraham Avinu 2 days ago would have been, okay, no, there's no Orchim, I don't do. But now that he had the bris, he was transformed, and then he was tsar. That's what HaKadosh Baruch was waiting to see. Whether Avraham Avinu had been had transformed him, had the bris, has he internalized the bris that now he's transformed. Which means being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the halachta bedrochav, chesed is not just only a bein olam v'chaveru, but chesed is v'halachta bedrochav, it's bahu afatov, it's a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Bahag brings the two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah doing chesed, there's another mitzvah that's derived from halachta bedrochav. There's a bein olam l'makom and a bein olam v'chaveru. Another thing that's unbelievable. Gemara says that Torah is Chilosa Chesed V'Sofa Chesed. The Gemara actually brings a very interesting raya. Where was Chilosa Chesed? Vayaslam Kosnasor. I mean, that was the first Chesed. Maybe creation would not be Chilosa Chesed because there was nobody who saw that Chesed, even though now we know that. But what about he was an unterfir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Adam and Chava down to the chuppah. That's Hachnosis or Hachnosis Kala. So that chesed proceeds. Just like this. The word of Tchilosa Chesed, Sofa Chesed, we have to understand what was the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam and Chava were naked and he gave them clothing. That was the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the way Rashi learns. I only started the pasuk. And Rashi, when he says pshat in the Gemara, he brings the end of the pasuk. Vayas lehem kosnes or vayal bishem. He dressed them. He was mishamish them. Not the pshat. And he also was mekaleah her hair. That the pshat is that Hashem acted as their personal valet to Adam and Chava. That's a whole different level of chesed. Not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed is you give, you're a benefactor, you're generous, a sheni yid, and you do it nicely, and you don't, hopefully you don't make too much publicity out of it, like Rabbi Janowski says, he knows people that are unbelievable, but they hold themselves to be the biggest matan besesers. It's a disease by most of us, but you know, most of us don't know that we don't believe we're Matan Besesers. But there's people that have convinced themselves, they let everybody know how big Matan Besesers they do. That's what most chesed is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is he was mishamish Odom HaRishon. He did a shimush for Odom HaRishon. That's the biggest chesed. And not only that, he did a shimush for Odom HaRishon who already was mired in him. Before the cheder, the chuppah, he took him to the chuppah. Yeah, we have a nice relationship. The chet came after he took him to the chuppah. To the one who rejected him, disobeyed him, he was mishamish. That's Torah Tchilas HaChesed. That's the chesed of Avram Avinu here by the Hachnosis Orchim. He wasn't sitting there giving them, inviting them into his house, acting like a Shana Bala Boston, putting out Shelly China, Rosenthal Crystal, and fancy damasked linen tablecloths. Come in, you'll sit over here by the under the tree, get a little bit of shade and a little bit of water. And v'hu omed aleihem. He acted in a way of he was mishamish them. And we know that this is something that they sense because Lot actually offered them and did more for them. Vayasla mishta. And then when he said, stay over, you know what they said? You want to hear when someone gets chesed because the other person is giving it. When I receive chesed from somebody, it's a tremendous feeling of discomfort that I'm getting namadik suf. It's horrendous. I need it, so nebuchai do it. If I don't need it, you know what I'm going to say? A man puts his life on the line, invites me into his house in Sodom, and I don't say, listen, you know, it's so much. It's a sakana for you. Please, we're not coming. Lo ki brachov nolin. This is what he's saying. I'd rather sleep in the street. I'd rather sleep in Central Park than in your $100 million condo in the Upper East Side or the Upper West Side. That's what, I mean, what kind of chutzpah is that? It's such a disgusting way of talking. Hamalachim don't do that. But they understood that the way he was doing it was to show and to give. He's going to give them everything. He's putting his life on the line even for them. But he's doing it for himself, and that's horrendous. Avraham Avinu was exactly the opposite. That's why it's Emor Ma'ad. It's unbelievable. And by the way, for who is he doing this chesed? Chazal tell us, and everybody can think about where they know it. You know, when Chazal say something, nobody should dream that this was some pss, 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 was whispered for 2,000 years or 4,000 years. It's in the psukim, especially the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. You got it to the Gemara says, when Avraham Avinu told them to wash their feet, they said, why don't you make sure your son washes his feet? Make sure the people in your house wash their feet. Because they were telling Avraham Avinu that his son is also. Avraham wanted them to wash their feet because of Avodah Zarah. So they answered him, they told him, maybe you should make sure your son washes his feet. So not only are they not the gracious guests either, they just criticized them. And after that, who omed aleihem? That's chesed, not shayach by anybody. Before you walk in, you insult him, and he's still. I guess, listen, the fact that someone criticizes you doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Avram, as if nothing happened. I'll leave everybody homework to figure out who state this in the pasuk. If you read the psukim, that chazal is absolutely in the pasuk. Even though the whole sense of the pasuk is they're talking so derech eretz to him and everything else. Chazal didn't say that Avraham Avinu was doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed here. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He makes the whole world. Man's created in Yom Shishi. Hey, this is all here. He didn't make man feel beholden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made man on Yom Rishon. Oh, you need a little bit of light. Here you are. Oh, you're a little hungry. You want some water? You take a bit. Kovla Mayim. Oh, you want something to eat? Tanche Or Tzdesh. He could have done exactly the reverse. I mean, the neshama of man was created on Ruach Elkim Rachevus al Pnei Amoyim is Ruach Shel Mashiach. So that's already from Yom Rishon. Ocher Rekodim Tzorasani. The pshat is, that's the Chakadosh Baruch Hu's chesed too. He's giving everything, but a man can come on Yom Shishi. This whole Gansavelt is mine. After Bris Milah, Avraham Avinu has internalized, and he's shayach to Mahu Afata. That's clear what the Torah is telling us. The learning out from here, the mice of chesed. Kodesh Baruch is pointing out to us that even if there's no need, he feels he has a rotzen to be mativ. That's what Bris Milah transformed him. So then the kasha that I started thinking about is, why do we need for the binyan of Klai Yisrael the Akedah? What do you need the Akedah for? The Akedah is mamish what keeps us alive. As we know from the Rosh Hashanah, davening, that the Akedah is the schus of Akedah is Yitzchak. In fact, the Medrash Rab in Parshas Emor says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, or I don't remember who says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think it says about Avram. What do you mean? You can do Midas Adin on Rosh Hashanah? Do you know Avram Avinu had what he could have said to you? When you told him Kachas Bincha, he could have said, you told me, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazar, he could have said that, and he was Kovish himself and didn't say that, therefore you should have Rachmanis. And you should go from Midas Adin to Midas Arachim. That's a Medrash. It's in the Piyutim of Rosh Hashanah too. First of all, means that without that, we don't survive Rosh Hashanah. I mean, why not? What's wrong with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already is a bris milah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already made with him. The whole thing is unbelievable. What do we need? Now, it's true. I don't say you're not a bigger Baal Madrega if you do more Nisyonis. But the Torah is not a story of the Tzidkus of Avraham Avinu. Imagine how many art scroll books could be written about Avraham Avinu after the age of 140, which he basically disappears from the Torah, and he lives to 175. The only thing he does after that is he sends Eliezer out, and he has B'nai Keturah. It's nothing about anything in him in the Torah, because the Torah is not a history of the godless of Avraham Avinu. We can't be Mishire his godless. Everything that's written in the Torah about Avraham Avinu is in order that we should understand the tremendous contribution that he created Klal Yisrael with what he is. Anything that has nothing to do with the binyan of Klal Yisrael regarding Avraham Avinu is not in the Torah. Which is, as you go through, it's a very nice key to starting understanding what stories are put in and what stories are not there, and then to figure out how this affects the binyan of Klal Yisrael. The Akedah sounds just like a tremendous chassidus of him. What does it have to do with the binyan of Klal Yisrael? There's already Veschos Choligoy Godol. You already have a father that's Mahu Afatu. What do we need the Akedah? It's not just the Akedah. There's Asar Nisyonis. There's a few other Nisyonis after the Akedah. I mean, after the Bris, till the Akedah. One Nisyon is that Sar is taken by Avimelech. Sar was already taken by Paro. So the whole idea of having the same Nisyon twice is a little bit unbelievable. Hashem doesn't, you don't never give a person a Nisyon two times, otherwise you can make one Nisyon 10 times. Then the other thing is, he has to send away Yishmael. What does this have to do? This is what we need for the binyan of Klal Yisrael. It has to be for all these Maisim. Without this, we're not Klal Yisrael. That's a private Tzidkus of Avraham Avinu. Nochah Nisyon. What does it have to do with Klal Yisrael? What was a Shlechtet after the Akedah, after the Bris? And Bris is not just for him. It's for all the future Dairis also Bris. What do we need the Akedah for? What is the Akedah? Then we start looking at the Akedah. On one hand, the Akedah is a tremendous amount. Give me your son. But Kadosh Baruch Hu starts. Kachas Bincha Yechid Chasher. I have two sons. This is only the one you love. I love them both. Yitzchak. I mean, he's minimizing what he's asking him for. You know, it's your only son, it's one thing. Two sons. I'm not saying it's nothing to give up a son, but it's not your only son. Why would Hashem do that? And furthermore, what is the whole greatness of the Akedah anyway? Shevet Levi, the Torah says more about Shevet Levi. Every Levi, Omer Levi v'lima lo reisiv izbonav es echav lo hikir izbonav lo yoda. He killed his father, his brother, and his son. Now it's true, Rashi says, it's grandfather. Son means grandson, brother means brother from the mother. But if the Torah says that he killed his father, it's telling you that it's as hard to kill your grandfather as your father. Your grandfather as your father. Otherwise, the Torah would be exaggerating and saying that that's not true. He killed his son. He didn't kill, he killed a grandson. The Torah says The Torah says it must be just as hard. In fact, I think most people think it's hard to kill a grandson than a son. I mean, one thing for sure, on even on a practical level, you kill your son and your grandson's still alive, you have continuity. You kill your grandson, you don't have continuity. So what's the pshat over here? The whole he's asking for something, and then Hashem seems to be making the miracle less. What's going on? This is Avram Avinu. This is Klal Yisrael. That's Shevet Levi, and Levi was greater. He was aggressor for Avram Avinu. Like a little bit like the Gemara by Chana, aggressor for Avram Avinu. What's the pshat over here? I want to begin. This for me is a new word, but it's hard. I thought Mamash all week on trying to understand what could we possibly need after Bris is a merger with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could we possibly need Klal Yisrael, and how does it translate itself in Klal Yisrael? And why is this the schus of Rosh Hashanah? What does that do with anything? That this is the Akedah? The whole thing, the Dimyon is Shver also. Let's for a moment think about what was Avram Avinu thinking when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kachas, bring me a korban. He knows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. Ki bi yischa gikor l'chazara. He's not going to frame for Zach. He understands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to kill him. He can do Tchias HaMesim. But he can't be thinking that possibility, because then there's no Nisayon at all. But more than that, what does he think? What does he think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Just to kill his Yitzchak? That he wants they should kill you? What does he think he wants? Yeah, we made a merger now. Yeah, I'll do anything, yes, but I don't have to destroy the merger. You're asking me now to destroy the merger. You're asking me something that makes no sense. Kill us, my son. Why? For us. I don't say you have to ask the question why, but a person in a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to have someone to say what he's thinking of doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yotze Midaita. What did he think that he was asking from him? It can't be hard to be asking that either. Because if the Borei Olam tells you to do something, you do it. You slit your own throat for Shteitzach. Let me begin by explaining one. We're going to have to go step by step here. It's not the pshat the way we generally understood. Ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Oh, you're asking me to do something. You promised me this. I got a contradiction. Without b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara, the whole akedah doesn't make any sense. Meaning like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, you have to do it. There's not even what to talk about. And not only you have to do it, it doesn't make sense for you not to do it. It's cool to tithe and there's nothing else. Ain't no mavad. It makes no sense not to do it. B'yitzchak yikar l'chazara means HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lo ish keil v'yachazev. It's exactly true. And it's at least the nevuah l'toyv. That's once, it has to be niskayim. Ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara, Avram doesn't have to listen to him. He can't have to listen to him. I'm God. I can tell you. Told me this. It means Hashem himself restricted what he could tell Avram Avinu. He could no longer tell Avram Avinu, you must kill me. Because when he says, Ki bi yitzchak yikar l'chazara, he's telling him, this is yours. Hashem, the Borei Olam, is telling him that. And Chesam Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes, and it can't possibly be any other way. So for Shteitzach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not God can't be telling him. When he told him that, he elevated Avram Avinu, that the only way he can talk to Avram Avinu is, do me a favor. I want to make sure everybody understands this clear. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, ki bi yitzchak yikar l'chazara, he can't then say kill him. He can't though. Not that he wouldn't say, he can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'amis, the reality by Avram is entitled to have this. Ki bi yitzchak yikar l'chazara is going to happen, and it's yours. He can't tell him not to do that. That's why the Ran says kach no means I'm asking him for a favor. That's in the drasha Saran, not with my raya, but that has to be the whole ki bi. The Ran says the kach no was please. He's asking for a favor, but it's muchach because the Borei Olam himself could ask you to do whatever he wants because he's the Borei Olam. But not if the Borei Olam says, this is yours. Then he can't do that either. He can't. That means, in terms of the relationship, he was mitzamsim himself that this is yours. I can say, do me a favor. So the whole akedah only starts because ki be yischak yikar lechazara. Without that, it wouldn't be an isoyan at all. It wouldn't be an isoyan because there's no re. Of course not. But be yischak yikar lechazara means I have rights. This is my son. Okay. He knows that. But now, so good. So now, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? We entered into a bris. He wants me to do something. He's asking me for a favor. But you can't ask a favor. Let's destroy a merger. Even when people have a merger, they can't ask, let's destroy it. Do me a favor and let's destroy a merger. You can't do that. You can ask things within the relationship. Even if I don't understand it, but you can't say, let's destroy it. What did Avraham Avinu think was going to happen? He said, "Ki b'yitzchak yikar lechazara." How is it possible that the merger of Eschos l'goy gadol together to be megala kavod shemaim is going to work together? So I think probably the pashup shots like this: Eschos l'goy gadol does not have to be his son. He could stay. He create a nation too. It does not have to be his son. Kol malam ben beno torah kilu yoldo. That's Avraham Avinu is called Av Hamon Goyim. It doesn't have to be his biological son. And I'll bring you Uriah to this. Last week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayera Hashem el Avram," around pasuk Zion, and he says, "Lezaracha etein esaretz hazos." And then the next pasuk, "Vayiven shom mizbeach Hashem anir elov." And Rashi says, he brought him mizbeach al besuris hazera. So he told them, what do you mean al besuris hazera? He told them that's chosholi goy gadol already. Not because of Zarach etein esaretz hazera. That's not a guarantee for Zerah. The Eschos L'Goy Gadol does not have to be Zerah. It doesn't have to be. And therefore, Avram understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't be that Avram thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, he's asking for a favor, but if you're asking for a favor, the favor can't be, let's destroy the merger, let's destroy the whole purpose of the bris. It can't be that. Terah says, okay, you know what? I want you, do me a favor, take Yitzchak out of the equation. We have a merger, the merger will go. Veschos l'goy gadol, you'll be megala kavod shemayim and everything else. You'll be makarv, the whole world, or you'll makarv tens of thousands, then eventually the whole world will get makarv like in your Mashiach time. That has to be, just trying to say what had to be. Now, he understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not destroying. He's not asking him a favor. The Ron says he was asking him a favor, but the favor can't be, let's destroy the relationship. That no relationship can be, you can ask, let's destroy. Within the relationship, you can ask me for anything, but you can't say, let's destroy the relationship. So therefore, what is it? It means, let's take your family out. Eschos l'goy gadol can be niskayim by hundreds of thousands of people. You'll be makarv. Avram had already been makarv. The beginning of this week's parsha, according to the Rambam, a minimum of 22,000 people. In this week's parsha, the base of Avram at the end of Parsha's Lech Lecha, the Rambam Hilchas Avodah Zarah says it was alofim urevavos. It means at least 22,000. You know, alofim urevavos is just the minimum. That was by the Bris Milah. It's only 22,000. There will be a continuity of that. He said, "Biyitzli Karl Chazar," and certainly he would have wanted. And it was Tutmir Taiva, give this up. Okay, that's what he's asking to give up. Okay, just so we should understand, he's asking him for a favor because he already can't. He can't be mitzava him against something which he, the Borei Olam, granted him. So he was, Kadosh Baruch Hu locked himself into not being able to do that. He locked himself, he's mitzamtzim himself when he promises Avram, ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazar. So the most he can do is tut mer toive. But the toive can't be that we're going to destroy the relationship. So we're going to have the relationship a different way. Do me a toive. He doesn't have to think about why Hashem wants what happened. Hashem asked him, he's asking for something that at least the request makes sense. The request is, I want you to please do me a favor, and Yitzchak should not be part of Eschos L'Goy Gadol, of our merged entity. The bris is still in place, and that's all going to be. What does he want from her? So I'm going to go step by step here. It's mamish unbelievable here. We start with one question. He wants them to give up, and all of a sudden, I'm not asking for so much. You know, you have another son. We all learned that pasuk wrong. Kachas bincha, which one? Yechidcha, which one? They're both. Asher hafta both. Yitzcha. After the Akedah, Ata yadati ki yirei Elokim, Ata v'lo chasachta es bincha, Yechidcha mimeni. He said, what do you mean? It was Yishmo? What do you mean? Not bincha, Yechidcha can't be the way you're defining Yitzchak when he himself says, I got two Yechidcha. Correct? You know what I'm asking? The way all of us learned the pshat was that he was telling him, bincha Yechidcha asher hafta, and no, Yitzchak, then it can't be afterwards, v'lo chasachta es bincha Yechidcha. That's not the pshat in the pasuk at all. I'm going to prove another place of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, bincha yechidcha asher hafta. That's what you think, Taka. Either one. No, it's Yitzchak. Only Yitzchak is bincha yechidcha asher hafta. You have to emotionally disconnect from Yishma. The only one that is bincha, the only one that's yechidcha, the only one that's asher hafta is only Yitzchak. That was the opening statement here is not to make it easy. Well, I'm only asking for 50% of your kid. I'm asking you for your only son, your bincha. I have an yechidcha. Yitzchak. He's what I'm talking. Bincha yechidcha asher hafta can only be Yitzchak. He was mechuyev to emotionally disconnect from Yitzchak. Listen. Besides, by riot, the pasuk says we just never noticed. Now we read you the pasuk. The pasuk says it's mefurish. Next pasuk. You can be upset. You all be upset with ourselves. Kachas bincha yechidcha asher hafta es Yitzchak. Next pasuk. Vayashkim Avram baboker. Av mekalkel sashur. Vayachbash es chamor. Vayikach es shnei ne'orav. Ito ves Yitzchak beno. Who the shnei ne'orav? Eliezer and Yishmael. Yishmael's his son. We just got, how does the narrator call him Ne'orav? He's his son. Not Yitzchak beno. Not shnei ne'orav es Yitzchak beno. That he was the pasuk, the narrator is being made that Avraham Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as Yitzchak, he emotionally disconnected, that in the next pasuk, Yishmael is his na'arv. He's a biological father, but it's not his son. He only has one son, Yitzchak beno. And then afterwards, we know that from the pasuk, as bincha yechidcha, Shalocha sachdas bincha yechidcha is only. So the first part of the Akedah is totally disconnect from everybody, and the only son you have that you love is Yitzchak. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Okay, so that's the first thing he's telling him, which means that the pasuk is not making the soyan easier, it's making it a lot harder. Without the first pasuk, bincha yechidcha asher hafta, you had two sons. Hashem was asking him for one of two. But when Hashem says, bincha yechidcha asher hafta is Yitzchak, he's saying, the only one that's ben yachid asher hafta is Yitzchak. Everybody else you got to emotionally disconnect from. So he's actually maximizing, he's making the soyan even bigger, which is the whole sense of the pasuk. He's trying to He's trying to give him an Nisoyin. El King Nisos Avram is not trying to now minimize the Nisoyin and say, well, I'm only asking for one out of two. But now listen to another thing. So what is he telling him? Bincha Yechidcha Asher Hafta. He's reminding him, the first one is disconnect from this, and Yitzchak is Bincha Yechidcha Asher Hafta. Levi went ahead and killed maybe even three. Father, son, brother. Well, the Torah starts talking poetic license over here. Oh, my love, Velimo Lorisiv. Oh, nice poetry. Es Echav Lohiker. Poetry. Bonav Loyod. He killed them. What are all of a sudden the Torah talking about poetry? What the Torah is talking about over here as Bincha. And what the Torah is talking about over here is the way Levi was able to do it. Levi emotionally disconnected. Omer la'aviv l'imo lo re'isiv. He did it, but was not. B'shas mice, it wasn't his father. Echav he killed ubon of loyoda. The Torah is telling you, Shevet Levi, the Tzva Hashem, The Chel Hashem, when they were Mekayim the Tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they did it only because they could emotionally disconnect. If they could not emotionally have disconnected, they were not able to do it. Do you hear the difference? Levi was not able when Levi is the Chel Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Chelo. All the Milas. But they could not kill their father, they couldn't kill their son, they couldn't kill their brother without being emotionally disconnected. Avram Avinu, the Tzivui, was Bincha Yechid Chasher Hafta. He had to feel the Ava while he's doing it. Just going, trying to set up the Psukim. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. And therefore, if we ask the Kasha that Levi is as great as Avram, that's a Bedecha. I mean, they don't come the Karsula. If the Torah is made, they couldn't have done it had they not emotionally disconnected. And by the way, a human being can emotionally disconnect, he can do anything. You can do anything if you're able to emotionally disconnect. And the Torah is saying, that's what the Torah is not writing poetry. The Torah is telling you, you're emotionally disconnected. Lo re'isiv, lo hikir, and lo yoda. That's the way they were able to do it. So now, we have to understand, what is this? What does Hashem want from him? When you're doing it, I want you to feel he's bincha, yechidcha, Hashem. What does that mean? What does that mean? You want my son? Take my son. What do you mean, bincha? This is the whole vort. And this is the difference between the bris and the akedah. A bris is a merger. In a merger, two people open up and let the other one in. Marriage, all kind of mergers. People merge and they have a purpose of this merger. Have families, they have a purpose of the merger. All kind of mergers. Bris means two become merged into one, and one and one is three. That's the word of a bris. I open myself up and I let the other person in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Avram Avinu should give him his Ava, what he feels for his son he should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants him to give the son to Hashem and his Yechidcha. What does that mean? Avram doesn't own his son. He doesn't own his son. But there's part of his son in him. Part of him in his son. When you are going to shecht your son, I want the part of you, I want you to be cognizant you're giving that part of you to me. When it's going to be yechidcha means, so if you have 10 sons, part of you, the only part of you that's outside of you, I want to give to me, yechidcha. Asher hafta, the love you feel for your son, I want you to give that to me. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting from Avram love, the part of him that's in his son, and the yochid part of him that's in his son. Means he's in a merger, we let the other one in, but we don't subordinate ourselves to the other person. In fact, probably in a healthy marriage. Marriage is a bris the day you get Ein Isha Kareses Bris. The night you get married, that's a bris of Nisuin is created. The next 50 years, it's to make that I have to put her first, and I give myself and make her first, and she has to make me first. That means we're giving each other something. Bris means I'm letting you in, and you're letting me in, and together we can accomplish much more than here. I'm giving you part of what I feel for you is what I'm giving you. Let me just put it another way. You know, in English, we have friends and lovers. That's the way they describe Chasson and Kala, you know, Kashonim Ketikunon, it's friends and lovers. Chazal had a different word. Reyim ho'ahuvim. Reyim means friends, ho'ahuvim that are beloved. Means I have to give them love. They have to feel my love. It's not that Reyim and Ohavim, it's Reyim Ho'ahuvim, she has to feel that I love her. She has to have the feeling that being loved gives her. That's something you're giving to the other one. You're putting the other one first. In a merger, we're basically two have now created a synergy by functioning as one. That's what a merger is. But that one is giving from themselves to the other, that's what the Akedah is, and that's what I say that's what Avashena Tluya Bedover is Eina B'Teil La'olam. In a real Avadika relationship, that makes it Eina B'Teil La'olam because you become one. You transcend the initial bris, and we actually, the two mamish become one. But not that we're working together as one. Part of me is in you, and part of you is in me. I'm giving you my Ava. That strengthens you, that makes you more. Kaviyokel speaking, when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marriage, you're making her more. Not that the two of you can accomplish what you can't do each one. Together we can have children. We can't do that separately. But here, I'm giving you my love. I'm giving you part of me in you. The bris says, I'm giving you part of me. The whole change between the bris and between the Akeid is, by the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram opened himself up, Kaviyochel speaking did, and from here on in, we're working together. We're going to work together, we're going to fulfill the Veschos, the Goy Godol, and working together means I'm obviously affected by you, and it's Mahu Af'ato, I have a whole new understanding of who you are, I'm close to you, and I understand we became one, so I start functioning like you, but I don't give up of myself, and give it over to you. That's what the Akeid is. That's an Avi, that's Eina B'Teil La'olam. That's what Chazal are telling us. By Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? Avraham Avinu could have said, Hayolocha Ma'al Hoshiv. He asked me, he could have said no. Therefore, we had a right. Therefore, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should, when we insult you, you should give up your insult and we go to Rachamim. Why? He asked you for a favor. Here, you did an av. We did an av with him. What it's saying is that in fact, I think the Lashon is Avraham Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could have said, or Chazal say, but I think it says it will actually. Omar Avraham Avinu b'tfilu v'tachnun lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu amelefono. Ribbono shel olam. Goloi v'yodua lefonecha b'shoa shomarta li kachas nochas bincha shechitcha v'hoyeb li b'malo hashivcha. V'hoyeb li l'mal omar. Esmo marta li kim yitzchuk yikor lecha zor v'achshav ato omer li halei ala ola. In other words, I don't have to do it. You promised me I don't have to do it. I mean, that the Ron says before. Then he goes, El Kishem Shoyer leave Mal Hashivcha, the Kivashtias Yitzri, and I didn't. Was a Meshiv. Kakish Yu Bonov Shoy Yitzchok Boim Lidea Veir Masim Roim Te Maskir Lehem Akedis Yitzchok Vamod Mikise Adin Lekise Rachman. I gave you part of myself. You asked me, I could have said no, and you asked me to give part of myself to you. I want you, who's talking been hurt and insulted, Kaviyochel speaking by a chaton, give part of that to them. Give yourself to them. Give yourself, make them first. Just like I made you first. No bris, you have to make the other person first. You do whatever's necessary to do together. But to give part of you and put the other one first, that's what the Akeid is. Man, now we understand the Nisyonis after the Akeid too. So by the Akeid is where Avram totally emotionally disconnected from Yishmael. Right? That was the thing. Before that, he threw Yishmael out of his house. Right? He was able to disconnect. He got rid of Hagar. Before that, he disconnected. These are the only things that go on between Bris Milah and between the Akeid is Sarah's taken away from him. Hagar's taken away from him. Yishmael's taken away. And then when Yishmael comes back, he himself, Yishmael's also taken away from him. That's the change, because Avram had to reach a level that he could take away everything. He had to, that's a growth. He was able that things should be taken away from him. He's the Baal Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting on him for, they're working together to build Tikkun Olam. And he makes an assurance. now, but I want to know, can you give of yourself to me? Will you give from yourself to me? Not will we work together for a goal. Will you give yourself from me and put me before yourself? That's what Klal Yisrael needs. That's the because without that, there's no nitzchias to Klal Yisrael. Because without this, when we do chatoim, he has to make this an avashen. This has to be an avashen. The dover has to be ena b'teilo lomas. The only way ena b'teilo lomas is we literally become one. I put you first, and you put me first, and therefore, just like I put you first by the akedah, you have to put my children before your own feelings of hurt. That was the word of the akedah. The Akedah was taking bris means we're working together. Akedah means that it becomes an ena b'teilo olam. I'm putting you before me. The Lashon Chazal. I took that ava of me and I gave it to you. The feelings I'm feeling for my son, I'm giving to you. That feeling of ava, I'm giving to you. I love you, and you want this. I'm putting you before my own feelings. I'm putting you before the part of me that's outside of me. I'm putting you before the only part of me that's out. That's what we need for Klal Yisrael. So the yisod of the akedah is mamish the yisod, and actually Chazal tell us this. It's not a small thing. Chazal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a moshul amad dover daimon the akedah was a king who had a general who fought a lot of wars on him. He said, "Do me a favor, one more, because if not, you don't do one more, then everything you did till now is nothing." What does that mean? That's really the kasha I started thinking about. What does that mean? Everything is nothing? Yeah. It's one thing to work together, but to put myself, give myself over to you, take myself away and give it to you, everybody who was Meister Nefesh, nobody ever did this. Nobody ever did Avodah Zarah, and they did Mavar Zarah. They gave their children. God is strong. Good. You want to take... It's not about take your child because you're stronger than me and you want my child and here's to take a sacrifice. I'm giving you myself. I'm giving you my feelings for my child. I don't even know, there's no reason to think even the story of Chana v'Shiva, but now she did that. Levi couldn't do it. Levi couldn't do that. So I don't have any reason to think that anybody else. The Chel Hashem couldn't do this. I don't think anybody. Father not Goyim. Yeah, Hashem's free. Listen, you're more powerful. You're the boss. This is what you want. Take him away. I have to give you my... While I'm doing it, I'm giving you my feelings for my son. I'm giving you myself that's in my son. I'm giving over to you. That's what the Akedah is. And that's an incredible thing that was only... I don't know if there's been a person since Avraham Avinu who was ever shayach to do anything like that. It's not the pshat that I'm... killing my son. And let me just add one more point. He already did Ur Kasdim. Let me explain. I think we touched on this last week. Ur Kasdim is the pshat he wasn't mechuyev to do. Not mechuyev to do. The guy is not mitzuvin kiddush Hashem. The Zion mitzvahs, he only has a din of ben noyach. But the word Ur Kasdim is, he feels, like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that if a guy tells me to do Avodah Zarah, he's ma'anis me. I have to let myself be killed. Why? Because the goy, the Rambam says, will shalona te'ehu loimar, or to think that I actually giving in. Which means the goy will believe that maybe I'm doing it for avodah zarah. I'm doing it for the emes. I know to save my life, I'm willing to do it for the emes. That's what the goy will think. So that Avram's not going to do that. So that's a thing of Chil Hashem. He won't do that. That's wrong. Not to do that is wrong. Not that his aver, but there'll be a harm to the world. He's not mitzuv on that harm, but he doesn't want to do that harm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's surah, image, or havon of him, the world will be in a smite because the guy will think that Avraham Avinu actually recanted. Over here, he's giving himself. Nothing is wrong. This is a new level of giving. I don't want you, because I'm stronger than you, to take your son. First of all, I gave you the rights. But not because I'm the Bari Olam. I want you to give me yourself. I want you, b'shas the akedah, every single feeling you have of your son,
And all that feeling, that's what you have to, when you're shechting them, you have to feel you're giving that out, you're being makir of your ava. Not the pshat, you're doing it, being disconnected, it's not your son, or so I'm just thinking, he's stronger than me, so doing it, I'm not focusing on the fact that it's my son. I want the ava. That's what the akedah is. The akedah means that we, Avraham Avinu, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. And if you don't do this, then everything you did till now won't have any value, because at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to survive a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless He puts us first. So after the Akedah, Avram put us first, Avram put Hashem first, and Hashem puts us first. His hurt, Avlis, everything else, he subordinates his feelings for the feelings he has for us, that we have to survive. And that's chus, he gets up in the Kisei Hadin and Kisei Arachim. The yesod of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael is we put him first, and Kaviyocho puts us first, and that's our guarantee for our nitzchias. Bezus Hashem, we should talk to be zeichel to see the gulish shleim b'mehir yameinu.